Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. With me is Thais St. Julien. And our program today deals with one of the most important medieval manuscripts in existence, and that is the Codex Las Huelgas, or the Las Huelgas Codex. Either way is acceptable way of pronouncing that. Having thought about major manuscripts from medieval times that are very important, I made a list which included the Las Huelgas Codex, but also, just to give you some information, one other manuscript would be the Libro Vermel, or the Red Book, which is a Spanish manuscript, as well as the Las Huelgas Codex is Spanish, the Montpellier Codex, a French manuscript, and the Bamberg Codex, a German manuscript. So we have France, Germany, and Spain covered, and our thoughts today are entirely with the Las Huelgas Codex. The date of the Codex is approximately around 1300. It originated and still remains in the Cistercian convent of Santa Maria la Real de Las Huelgas in Burgos in northern Spain. The convent there was a very wealthy one which had connections with the royal family of Castile. And one of the main significant differences about this codex with other codexes is that women's voices are specifically mentioned to be used in some of the selections, and particularly in some of the selections. In fact, all the selections that we'll be listening to will be performed by the fantastic women's ensemble called Anonymous Four. And we're going to listen to as much of a religious day as possible. We're beginning with the early hours of the morning. We begin with the first light and followed by morning.
First light is Virgines Egregiae, followed by Ave Maris Stella and Claustrum Pudicie, as well as Virgo Virget and Flos Filius. Then morning, Fa, Fa, Mi, Ut, Re, Mi, O Maria Virgo, O Maria Maris Stella, Benedicamus Domino, and Cum Cantio.
So
and selections from the Las Huelgas Codex performed by members of Anonymous Four. The liturgical hours, we heard the first two of them, the first light and morning. And coming up, we're going to be listening to music of the entire Mass. And there's actually 10 parts to it, so it's rather lengthy. Just a word about Anonymous Four. There are four ladies who do the singing: Ruth Cunningham, Marcia Janensky, Susan Hellauer, and Jacqueline Horner Kwiatek. And they've been singing for many, many years, and doing this music, which is specifically noted in the manuscript to be for female voices. It's from a CD of theirs called Secret Voices, music from the Las Huelgas Codex. And again, this codex dates from around the year 1300. So we have music now for the Mass, and Thais will give us the list of selections.
We've had our morning, and now we will hear the Mass. And that consists of Salve Porta, Salve Salus, Salve Sancta Parens, Kyrie Rex Virginum Manum, Gloria Spiritus et Alme, Verbum Bonum et Suave, Salve Virgo Regia, Ave Gloriosa Mater, also referred to as Domino, Sanctus and Benedictus, Gaude Virgo Nobilis, Mirgo Caro Factum et Veritate, Agnus Dei, Gloriosa Spes Reorum, then O Monialis Consecutus, Sico, and the end of this bit is Benedicamus Domino, Belial Cocator.
Thank you.
and the music for the Mass from the Las Huelgas Codex, featuring members of Anonymous Four. We have a few minutes remaining, and we switch now to the evening hour, and we have only three selections from that.
First, in Vigulto Gratiae, then Ave Regina Celorum, / Alma Redemptoris Mater, and then finally Benedictus Domino, three versions.
Thank you.
And ending the Las Vegas Codex music with Anonymous Four during the evening part of the liturgical mass. We have a couple of minutes remaining, and we're going to throw in an estampi for you. And the estampi is a very foot-stomping dance, and it's performed by an ensemble known as Capella de Ministrie. And ending with an estampi, and performed there again by Capella de Ministrie. Hope you've enjoyed the Las Vegas Codex with Anonymous Four.
Thank you for joining us today as we enjoyed the secret voices from Las Vegas in 1300. We look forward to being with you next week. Stay well.